Dear Cheap Astronomy, what are the viable alternatives to CSOTM? Regular listeners will be aware of Cheap Astronomy's CSOTM plan to manage asteroid mining by crashing on the moon, a plan widely regarded as naive, if not delusional, by critics within the very small population of people who have even heard of the idea. So, it's not unreasonable to spend an episode investigating the alternatives. At this time, most mainstream thinking involves mining asteroids in situ, meaning that you either rendezvous briefly with them as they pass by Earth, or you chase them around the Sun. Either way, the general idea is to chip bits off them and then fly the chipped off material back to a space-based refinery. No crashing required. If a human crew are going to do the chasing, chipping and refining, that could mean a long time in microgravity with all the associated physiological deterioration that entails. If robots are going to do it, they will need some capacity for self-repair and self-direction, since the radio delay to and from Earth could be up to 20 minutes or more if they are going to keep working through an asteroid's full orbit around the Sun. Another less talked about alternative is to divert near-Earth asteroids into a lunar orbit, which does collect them all in one place, and you can put your space-based refinery in lunar orbit too. You still face the challenge of mining fast-moving rocks, but chasing them around the moon seems an improvement on chasing them around the sun, plus you have all your materials queued up ready for processing. This is perhaps the first fork in the road in deciding upon the best asteroid mining strategy. Do you chase them around the sun or bring them in for processing? Either way is beyond our current technological capability, though we have made some baby steps in both directions, where we have now visited and sampled asteroids, and we've also diverted their trajectory, at least a bit, and in both cases, we've used robots. In situ asteroid mining is the most favoured approach right now, since we can safely keep on taking baby steps towards it. But with diverting near-Earth asteroids, there's always the worry that one false move could wipe out a city. Nonetheless, we do need an eventual solution to dealing with asteroids that are coming right at us on a natural trajectory, so more baby steps are required anyway. We might also come up with a compromise solution where we divert all the sub-1 kilometre near-Earth asteroids, but leave the big ones for in-situ mining. The next fork in the road is refinement. It's not too likely that we'll find an asteroid where we can just chip off big chunks of platinum. Instead, there'll be a mess of mixed ores that you'll need to process to separate the stuff you want from all the rest. Refinement is really the key part of any debate between a space-based versus surface-based mining strategy. If a space-based refinery can operate effectively and efficiently in microgravity, then there's no point in making a mess of the moon and then wasting fuel launching refined materials out of its gravity well. Instead, you really could just chip bits off passing asteroids, refine them down to the essentials, and then fly those essentials back to Earth. The catch is that bit about effective and efficient operation in microgravity. Pretty much everything about mining on Earth takes advantage of gravity, and refining even more so. So to work, your space-based refinery will need giant centrifuges to mimic gravity's ability to sort light things from heavy things. And if you need fluid solvents for your refining, you can't just pour stuff into a pot and stir. Instead, you'll need some complex plumbing with valves and pressure gradients and filters. Like the giant centrifuges, this is not an insurmountable problem, it just means more complexity and expense. So, are there viable alternatives to crashing on the moon? Well, it's hard to be sure about the viable part, but yes, There are certainly alternatives.